The good news is we have Lynn Dai, the CEO of OneOf, who's doing all sorts of cool stuff also in the NFT music space. Welcome, Lynn Dai.
Thank you.
I like your shoes.
Thank you.
Anyways, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you're, you know, you're a music executive, you're an entrepreneur, you're a tech guy. What in 50 words does OneOf do?
Yeah, so OneOf is a green NFT platform built for the music community, for music artists and fans. So we are, looking to kind of break down the barrier of NFT ownership and democratizing NFT for everyone, not just kind of the current crypto savvy users.
Neat. And what does that mean exactly? Like, I think a lot of us know what OpenSea is. You go there and buy, you know, your kitty or your punk or whatever you buy. What do you buy at OneOf? Do you buy a song or what do you get?
Yeah, so we collaborate with all the top music artists and the world's biggest record labels and also some of the biggest world's music organizations. So we actually just announced a 3-year exclusive partnership as the Grammys official NFT platform. And artist-wise, we announced and I have released some of these artists' NFTs for artists like Doja Cat and Alesso and Her, Whitney Houston, Quincy Jones, G-Eazy, the list goes on and on. So we design different collections creatively with the artists. We actually have our first kind of generative PFP collection going live with Chief Keef right now on the website. But, we do everything from releasing music to releasing art to releasing experiences. So it runs the gamut.
Okay, but let's break this down a little more. I mean, I like music. I think Quincy Jones is cool. And I want to sort of get a piece of that. I'm just a fan. What can I buy? I know in the sports world, you know, you can get an NFT of a jersey, but you might also get a game jersey and, you know, some sneakers, like in real life. What do you get? I want Quincy Jones. I want to, you know, I'm a huge fan. I want to sign up for this NFT thing. What am I buying? What do I get?
Yeah, so it could be exclusive music. It could be exclusive memorabilia. And so, for example, we just did a drop with DJ Alesso, one of the world's biggest DJs. So he actually created a unique unreleased track exclusively for release. We broke that down to 4 chapters. There's different crypto art that's associated with that. So you can collect all 4 chapters. And then actually, you know, if you collect all 4 chapters, there's a chance you can win a seat on a space flight.
Okay. A space flight, like Virgin Galactic or something?
It's with a company partner called Warview that you can actually take, you know, not your NFT into space, but you yourself into space.
Okay, so first access to the new track, maybe some cool digital art, maybe some swag in real life, and maybe if you're really lucky, trip to space.
Yeah, you know, always comes with, we think where NFT is super powerful is when digital and the physical intersect. So you know, you always come with real life experiences. So for artists, usually it's about access, it's about concert tickets, about VIP experiences, backstage passes, and so on.
Right. And so how would this translate into the sort of concert forum? You know, we've heard a little bit about, you know, I think there was a party in here in Brooklyn last week where to get into it, you needed the NFT to get admittance to the party. Is that the same sort of model you imagine will be used on OneOf?
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of the model, right? So what we're trying to do is actually bring NFTs to massive consumers, right? So if you imagine kind of a festival or concert like EDC, there's 100,000 attendees. There's kind of no way the first generation NFT format can really provide access for that, right? So you have 10,000 apes and such. So what we want to do is actually, you know, we mint on the Tezos blockchain, which is 2 million times more energy efficient and also, you know, 20,000 times more cost effective, right? So the minting cost is next to zero on a Tezos blockchain. So we can provide our music artists, partners, a blank canvas. They can create music NFTs that is actually that can be affordable by all fans. So now we can actually mint a million free NFT, which is what we did with the iHeart Radio Music Festival. So we gave away 1 million free NFTs to fans, and fans who collect them and who collect a certain combination of them get to actually fly away to this once-in-a-lifetime festival.
Neat. Yeah, and that's actually a good point, because I was going to say, you know, musicians, especially popular ones, have millions of fans, but those millions of fans mostly don't have an extra $20,000 or $50,000 lying around to go burn on, you know, an Ethereum creation. So that's sort of, you're democratizing that sense by using the Tezos blockchain.
Yeah, also, you know, musicians really, every musician really care about kind of environmental impact. So Doja Cat, one of the world's biggest streaming, female streaming artists right now, she actually announced a collection of her NFTs very early on, earlier this year, but got like immediate backlash from thousands of fans on Twitter. So about the environmental impact of you know, kind of burning 5 days of U.S. household electricity just to mint one NFT. So she ended up deciding to come over to our platform so she can actually, you know, it takes the energy of sending out a tweet to mint an NFT.
Yeah, no, I've encountered this in my reporting. I know there's some hostility with, you know, Bitcoin and even like Ethereum maxis who are, you know, don't criticize my thing and it's not so bad for the environment. But I think there really is people like that, you know, including the artist you mentioned who do care about this. And minting on the Tezos blockchain, always been proof of stake. So the environmental output is basically nothing, right?
Yeah, so and you know, we don't think it's criticism, right? So we want to kind of usher sustainable blockchain movement forward, and we are really, you know, I'm personally very happy that Ethereum is moving towards proof of stake, which is kind of the future. So yeah.
I do have a question though, in terms of like NFTs we associate as like unique, one of a kind, the only one you're going to get. However, you know, there's now, you know, several different chains. You know, even Ripple and XRP want to do this. Solana, of course, has made a big name in doing this. Is there a risk of fracturing the fan community, or is it kind of up to the artist to pick one chain and sort of for, you know, the integrity of their relationship with their fans, just to keep all of their NFTs on that chain?
Yeah, so we speak to, you know, all the top 200 biggest artists on the charts, right? So you know, by large majority of them, they basically are, you know, are really careful about which chain they decide on. So the Grammy as an organization, you know, they signed a 3-year deal with us, not just, you know, this is not a 2021 fad, right? NFT is part of the music ecosystem going forward. That's what the Grammy thinks. So we're very deliberate, very intentional on kind of how to curate this and how to educate the music artist community. So, and you know, I think there are a lot of great proof of stake and energy efficient solutions, but Tezos just happened to be one of the best.
Yeah. So what I hear you saying is, you know, the Grammys, you know, we all heard of them and they want to be careful with the brand. So they're committing to Tezos and means people who get involved, you know, that's sort of going to be the ecosystem in which a lot of these NFTs are contained. And they're not going to be tempted to go talk to like a company, someone who's run a company like yours, but on Solana or on Cosmos or on Polkadot or something. It's sort of the evolving norm is, you know, a big name. They're going to pick one chain and stick to it.
Yeah, you know, just like NBA picked Flow Blockchain and Dapper Labs to launch their NFTs. You know, I think for the Grammys, we're talking about minting every nominee of every major category for multiple years, right? So basically, you know, if you're a music lover, if you're an NFT lover, this is kind of oneof.com is kind of the platform. But you know, our goal is to bring the next 100 million non-crypto users into the ecosystem because they're music fans, right? Not necessarily because they're crypto savvy. So you can actually sign up on the website and just buy your first NFT and register and buy your first NFT with a credit card in under 2.5 minutes. So with that goal in mind, the general consumer perhaps don't even care so much if it's, you know, minted on this chain or the other.
Yeah, that's what's going to push you on to get like a pure NFT. You know, I just find the user experience quite, you know, difficult and unpleasant. I can't remember, I was fooling around on OpenSea or something and I had to plug in my MetaMask wallet and then I tried to transfer the NFT back to my wallet and it didn't work. And, you know, I mean, I'm a tech reporter, I've done this for years and I just find the interface terrible. But one of is more kind of a nifty gateway model, more curated and easier to use.
Yeah, so we basically had to engineer, rethink through the marketplace build-up from the ground up, right? So it's not about nerds building software for other nerds. So it's really about like, hey, how do I get a 14-year-old fan to have a great first, you know, crypto first NFT experience that is fun and that is affordable, that is no barrier to entry, right? So we kind of engineered this hybrid system, hybrid Web 2, Web 3 system, and we think that's the bridge that's going to bring like 100 million non-crypto user into this ecosystem.
That makes a lot of sense to me. But, you know, okay, so you might have a, you know, a fan who just doesn't want to deal with Web3 at all, too complicated, MetaMask wallets, all of that, or whatever the, what is the Tezos wallet? And I guess that's my question is, you might also have fans who are very crypto native and are totally familiar with wallets. Is that, you know, are they able to plug in and have a pure crypto experience they want?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can, you know, make your purchase with any type of crypto. So you can make a purchase with, you know, credit or debit card, or purchase with Tezos, of course, or even with Bitcoin and ETH on our website. And once you're purchased, it goes automatically into a custodial wallet for you. And then if you are a savvy user, you want to move that into your own kind of self-custody Tezos wallet. There are many great wallets in the Tezos ecosystem. You can do an export just like you would do on kind of Coinbase, right? So when you purchase a coin and you want to export it into your self-custody wallet. So it's the exact same idea.
So all options are available. That's really neat. Okay, I think we've got time for one last question. And we only have about 30 seconds. But what advice would you, or not what advice, but like someone wants to go encounter this, which they do, just go to your website and, you know, they'll find their artists there. How do you kind of get your hands, you know, dirty with this, or how do you get involved with this?
Yeah, so we make it super easy. You can just go to oneof.com, browse through, you know, there's about over 100,000 different kind of NFTs being listed by different artists, total about over $4 billion worth of NFTs being listed. So you can just browse through. You find anything you like, you can just sign up with your email and buy with your credit card, you know, probably for as little as $5, all within 2-3 minutes.
Okay. Lynn Dai, founder and CEO of OneOf, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.